Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Kretot Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Bet, about to begin our study of the final parak. And we have the first two Mishnayot in front of us, again giving us details about the Asham Talui. And in the second Mishnah, we'll distinguish these details of the Asham Talui with other animals that are killed in one fashion or another, and what happens when the process is interrupted due to new information. So God brings an Asham Talui, and at some point he finds out that he didn't really sin. If he didn't yet slaughter the animal, so he'd save your Rabbi Edith, Ramir. Mayor says it goes back to the flock. It's nothing. It has to graze, get a move, just like an Asham, the owners had kapara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yikrav, bring it. Shimeno Baal Chet Zeh, Arei Baal Chet Acher, it comes for some other Chet. Now, Imish, that's Rabbi Eliezer, Shita throughout that you could bring an Asham Talui as an Adava. Imish in Ishchat Nodalo, but if you found out after Shchita, but before Zvikat Adam, Yishafech Adam Vasa Yitzeh Le Beit HaSrefa, spill the blood out and the meat gas to go out to Beit HaSrefa outside of the city. But Nizrak Adam, if the order had Zvikat Adam, Yeachel, then eat it properly. It's been processed, and the notion here is that the Asham Talui comes to protect you during the time of the Safek. And so therefore, for that couple minutes or a couple seconds between Zvikat Adam and when you found out, you had protection, and therefore it's proper. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilo Adam Bakos Yizarek. Even if you hadn't yet done Zvikat Adam, but you'd already done Kabbalat Adam, still Yizarek, Vabasar Yachel, and process the meat normally. That's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Bet, Asham Vaday in Okain. We don't do the same thing with a regular Asham. Meaning, you found out that you hadn't sinned, a Shifcha Charuf, or whatever it may be, Ashalon Ishchat Yitzev V'Rabba Eder. So before Shchita, just let it go. Mishin Ishchat, Tarezi Yikaver. If you already did Shchita, then it has to be buried. We'll see what the difference is. Nizrak Adam of Asar Yitzeh Le Beit HaSrefa. If he did Zvikat Adam, it's Pasul. Because it was really not supposed to be brought. That's in Utsin Nasham Talu Nasham Vadai. And so therefore the meat goes out to Beit HaSrefa. Now, Shor Niskal, as you know, is typically an ox. That's why it's called Shor Niskal. But any animal that kills a person or that was used for Revia has to be killed. Ad Shelo Niskal. So let's say that we were about to kill the animal and then we found out that the deed hadn't been done. It was a mistake. He'd save your Rabbi Eder. You let it go. Why not? Mishin Iskal, if it was already stoned, Mutar Bahana'a. As opposed to a regular Shor Niskal that Asur Bahana'a, here, it's Mutar Bahana'a because it was a mistake. But Egla Rufa ain't okay. And Egla Rufa is not like Shor Niskal. You kill the Egla Rufa. Remember the Sugya at the end of Sota. We've seen it in different contexts since. When there is a victim of a homicide and we don't know who killed him, and then the bait, members of the Beit Din, the closest town, etc., and you have to break its neck. Ad Shalom Erfa, if you find the murderer, there obviously is no question there's a dead guy there, but if you found the murderer before you broke its neck, then send it to Rabbi Eder, let it go back to the herd. Mishan Erfa, if you already broke its neck, Tikavrebim Koma, bury it in its place, meaning it's processed as if you didn't find the murderer. Shal Safek Ba Mitchila, the whole reason it came was for a Safek, because Am Yisrael has this guilt over them. Homicide, and therefore it protected for that short period of time until you found the guy. Keep prosfikav al-chala. It did its bit, and then we'll move on. Okay, my pligi, what do Rabbi and Chachamim disagree about in the opening line about what to do with an Asham Talui if you found out you didn't need it before Shechita? Rameir Savar Kemen Lotzarich Le, Lo Makdish Le, since you didn't need it at all, therefore the Hekdish was nothing. Since at the time you had pangs of conscience, and you were concerned that maybe you had sinned, you were makdish it to cover that, and therefore the hekdesh is valid. Tana, we're bright as the bench of dollar shadam and shadala shalochata, plegar of Rabbanan. Meaning our Mishnah deals with what happens when you find out you didn't sin. What happens if you found out you really did sin? The same machlokan applies. Benodalo shechata, in the case that you found out you did sin, lodiacha kochod Rameir. That shows you how far a mayor is willing to go. De'avagav di'adad chata. So in other words, something happened, you thought you might have sinned, you set aside an Asham Talui. And then later you found out you did sin, you have to bring a chatat, came into be'ina da'afreshe lo yada, since you did not know what happened at the time you were ma'afreshit, and then later you found out, te'tzevet rabayeder. Because, after all, you only were doing it because of the safek. Safek was solved. But in the case where you found that you didn't sin, Lodecha Kochan Rabbanan, to show you how far the Rabbanan will go, since at the time you didn't know and you had pangs of conscience, therefore you really did intend the hekdesh, and it's valid. Therefore, the animal does have to graze and get a mum, etc. Okay, Amar Sheshin. Well, there are Meir l'Chachamim, b'mafri shnei hashemot l'achrayut v'nkaper b'achat mehen. Rameir accused of the Chachamim in the case where you're mafrish two hashemot, meaning you're chayav and an asham talui, and you set aside two because one may go bad, may one get lost, get a moon, whatever it is, and you used one, the sheni rachi yistayev, the second one certainly has to graze and can't just be go free. If you macheri play the mum of the ndava, go graze, it means, as we use it throughout kodshim, means to get a mum and be redeemed. In my time, what's his reason? Because Ad, Kamal Pligar Meir Alehund Rabbanan, or Meir only disagrees with the Rabbanan, al Mishum, the Logali Date, the Libon Okfo. That Rameir says that in the other case, the regular Asham Talui, we don't know that he's really got this pang of conscience. He's just doing what he has to do. Hacha mechte charudi bile lafusha. Here he only had to bring one. My tamafish tray. Why did he set aside two? The sovereign mirchas chada michapna beida chavrei. If one gets lost, they'll use the other one. Kevin de gali dated libonokfo. We see now that he's very concerned. Hayahuil v'chachaya gamar v'kdisho. Now we see the hekdesh is real and he is really unconditional in a way. Okay, I'm reviewing on Marat. Modim Chacham in the Meir. Now we turn around and say Chacham agree with Rav Meir. Be'ashamish talui shuhu zamuay dav. If Edim came and said, you did this thing, and as a result of it, you have a safek, and you knew you didn't eat this thing at all. And then the Edim were challenged and muzamim, and they were found to be conspirational Edim, and you really hadn't eaten it at all. The Yetzevi Arba Eder, it certainly goes back. My Tama, Adkan l'plig Rabbanon alei elahechad al fershe al piatzmo. Rabbanon only hold their position when you were mafreshit yourself, then we could say you really were concerned, maybe you sinned. Hechad al piedi mafreshit, but here, where the whole time you said you didn't even eat this piece of meat at all, or whatever the case may be, and it was only because Edim said so, and you had no choice, you didn't rely on the Edim, you knew they were wrong. Maybe some Edim will come along and be mazin them, or machish them in some way, knock out their testimony, because you know you didn't do it. Okay, Meiti Vrava, watch this challenge. Shor Niskalin, okay, in our second Mishnah, we said that Shor Niskal is different. Imachlo Niskal, it's every Rabbi Eder. If it's before it was killed, then it goes out to the flock. Now, by the way, that means it already had been convicted. So if you have two witnesses came and said that the animal killed, another two said no, he didn't. So my chazit is sayit lebatrai. Why are you listening to the second two? Sayit lula kamai. Listen to the first two. Alav edi azam. Must be that the other edim were mazim the first. And so therefore, in the case of the Shor Niskal, you had two edim come and say he killed. You're about to kill him. And then two other edim come and say, Imanu ayitim. Which means their testimony is thrown out. And now the Shor Niskal can be saved. And so therefore the parallel case must be the one about Asham Talui. And then Upligi, and we distinguish and said Shor Niskal ain't okay. And that's where Reb Meir and Chachamim disagree, which means you can't say Chachamim agree with Reb Meir in that case. So maybe there's a different case with Shor Niskal. Maybe the dead guy who supposedly was killed by this animal walks into court. The same thing in Asham Talui would be, suddenly we recognized which chaticha it was, and underneath it was stamped chelev or something. So you know the other one you ate was Shuman. But maybe when you separated the Asham Talui based on Edim, well, then maybe we don't say limonokfo, and then maybe it will go back to the Eder if you find out it's not guilty. Okay, but Plugta, this whole thing is subject to machloket. Asham talishu zamuedav, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rekim inchat knaot. If you have an Asham talui and the Edim were muzam, we treat it like a minchat sota. The Tanya, what do we have? We have the Brita in sota. If the Edim who said this woman really went into seclusion with the guy she was warned about, it turns out that they're Edim, then the mincha becomes chulin. The hekdesh is nothing. And therefore, Belazar says the same thing with Asham Talui, like Rav Meir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yir'ad, Shishtav Yechamer, V'macheri Plut Abav L'Nidava. He says in Asham Talui, where you find that, found out you didn't sin, and he says exactly like the Chachamim, let it graze and get a mum. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan like to compare it to Mincha Knaot? After all, the two are very similar, because the whole thing of Sota is really about a safek, about what happened in seclusion. The difference is, of course, she knows, and here nobody knows, but it's similar. So Lo Dami Mincha Knaot Lo L'Chapara Kati. The answer is that they're not the same. Mincha Knaot is not coming for Kapara, to forgive her. Elo L'Var Avon. It's just there to clarify whether or not she sinned. Well, Hashem Talui is not coming that if the fire goes up this way, it means you did it, Chela, that way means you didn't. Chaporati is coming for Kapara because you may have sinned. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Hekdesh is valid. Amar Rabbi Kus Pedoy, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shor Niskal Shuz Amoedav. Again, that case. Remember, Shor Niskal, once it's convicted, is really any man's animal. You could grab it. So if the Edim are Muzam, then anybody can grab it, which means it doesn't automatically go back to the owners. So Amarav Mistamar Tamar Rabbi Yochanan, this position would make sense, going to Amrile near Bashoro. That would only make sense in a case where they told a guy, an owner, your animal was on the receiving end of bestiality. Because that's something the owner couldn't know about. I mean, and therefore he may say, I don't know, and therefore he's going to give up the animal. But if he says your animal was used for Revia, he himself knows it didn't happen. And certainly in the case where somebody said your animal killed somebody. He's going to go bring Edim, which means that he at no point gave up ownership of the animal. And therefore we wouldn't say that if we were able to resolve it before the animal was killed, it would be Hefker, it would be back to his. How is that different than this ruling of Resh Lakish in regards to the property of an Ir Hanidachat? Ir Hanidachat Shuzamuei Deha. So let's say two witnesses came and testified that the city had gone to Avodah Zarah, majority, without trial and everything else, and then they're Muzam. Anybody who grabs any of the property, it's theirs, because all that property is brought into the middle of the town, it's going to be burned. Before we burn it, anybody can grab it. Why is that the case? Because that's different than the Shor Niskal. That's a whole city. Everybody there knows I didn't sin. But if the witnesses are saying that they sinned, it must be the other guy sinned. And after all you need is a rove. And therefore the other guy sinned. And therefore I think it may be true. And therefore, Mafka Mamone, my property is lost. I live in a bad town. Here it's one owner. Here he knows that it didn't happen. He's not mafker the animal. He's going to go get Edim to prove that these Edim are lying. He does, and therefore it's not hefker. Okay, Amar Resh Lakish. Kind of a parallel case. You give a matana to somebody. And the guy says, I don't want it. It's a kind of similar case. Now anybody can grab it, meaning it's hefker. Meaning the way that we're reading his statement of Yefshiba is not that there's no gift given, but it's I'm bouncing it out and into the Hefkervelt. Somebody quoted Rav Sheshet, Mikal Matana Shmai Lachar Shabbat Matana Liado. A person who gets a gift, and after the gift came into his hands, he said, Matana Zuti Batel, I'm canceling it, Mevutelet. Or he says Mevutelet, or he says E.F. Shiba, I don't want it. It's Rav Kayamin, that works. That works means it goes back to the original owner. B'telahi, or ain't a matana, if he says it is null, or it's not a matana, lo mar klum, because those things just aren't true. So my love, Dvarv Kayamin, the Hadra Lamara, doesn't that mean it goes back to the owner? Lo, Dvarv Kayamin, v'hu nami lo kanila. It means he doesn't accept it, but it means the gift already was given. V'chol machti v'azachaba, therefore it's an hefker. So meitive, we're going to challenge Resh Lakish again. You say one of these three things. Here's a field. I'm not going to go to court about it. I have nothing to do with it. I'm getting my hands off it. This is when you have two partners and one guy says it. That doesn't dissolve the partnership and doesn't mean the field is all owned by the other guy. My hands are off it. It's like EFSHI. Like I'm not nothing to do with it. It means he said nothing. So Shaniatan Marki Salik Nafshe mi Dinu Dvarim mi Gufa Sadelo Salik Nafshe. When a guy says Dinu Dvarim mainly, it means I'm not going to contest it, I'm not going to get involved in processing it, but that doesn't mean I'm giving up ownership. So the words have to mean that. Meitive, watch this challenge. A guy writes all of his property over to somebody else as a posthumous gift, and there's Avadim in the property. Mahalo Yef Shibayan, and the guy says, I don't want it. If the second guy who rejected it was a Kohen, ochlin the truma, they can eat truma, which means the statement doesn't mean anything. So here's what happens, is the minute that the Doni says, I don't want them, then the Yorshim of the dead guy, the donor, get it. We understand Rishim Gamliel. He says a person gives a gift, al dat, that they're going to accept it. So if they don't accept it, it comes back. The gift was sort of on condition. If, according to Tanakama, when you say if Shibayan, anybody can grab it, then these guys should be outsiders. The answer is, because he holds that if you're mafkir evid, which is what happened here with the Efshi, according to him, the evid goes free. But it needs a get shichur mirabo, meaning, if you didn't get yet, you get your get shichur yet from a master who's a Kohen, you still eat truma. And since this master, the new master, who's sort of never become a master, is a Kohen, in the meantime, the evid eats truma until he gets that get. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yikrav. At the end of the first mitzvah, Rabbi Eliezer said, bring the Yashem Talu, because you can bring it all the time. So the Rabbi Eliezer, Lama Li Chata, we had this earlier. Why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, do you have to have the guy sin at all? Hum Rabbi Eliezer, Hashem Talu, Davatu, you can bring Yashem Talu anytime you want. Now Rabbi Eliezer, remember, Adel Adam Hashem Talu B'chol Yom. So Rashi, Rabbi Eliezer, Da Amru Lohu. It's the Rabbi Eliezer, there's two versions of it. There's Rabbi Eliezer who just says you could bring it anytime you want, and there's Rabbi Eliezer who says you could bring it, and we're going to see this later on in detail, as the result of some wrongdoing, or a possible wrongdoing. And that's what Rabbi are informed by Bava ben Buta. You gotta wait until you have at least some safek that you did something wrong. Okay, so he said, if you already shechted the Yashem Tolu and then found out, then you send it out and burn it. So Alma, what do we see? Chulin shnishchatu ba'azara b'sreifa. What do we do with chulin shnishchatu ba'azara? We burn them. And that was a machloket that we had at the end of Tmuran between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim. Meaning, Hashem Vadai ain't okay. And we say, what do we say about Hashem Vadai in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah bad. Imaj lo nishchat, yet save your Rabbi Eder. Mishnah nishchat, or is he kaver? We said that if you already shechted it, you have to burn it, bury it, not burn it. So, Amroah is a tavern, Mishnah Shanazu lo Shanazu, which means that the first part, our first Mishnah is authored by the school that says, Chulin shenishchatu ba'azara b'sreifa, and the second one, this is Rav Shimon, and the second one is b'kvura. Amarab Hashem v'day al Hashem talui karamit. You can't challenge the two, the one to the other, because of the following: Hashem v'day kevin alatzari chle lo makdish le. Since it turns out you didn't need it, there's no hekdesh, which means it's really chulin bazara. Therefore, it has to be buried. Hashem talui mitoch shliborak fol gomer makdisho. With Hashem talui, it's about doubt, and therefore there really is a hekdesh here. So, Aliikah, Hashem Vadai, Hashem Vadai Kasha. The problem is within Hashem Vadai. Kind of raise the Ikavir. In our Mishnah, we said you gotta bury it. Ema Seifa, Fabasai Yitzele Veita Seifa. We said if you already did Zrikat Adam, you have to send the meat out to be burned. So, Havare Tavra, that's gotta be a broken up piece. Mishnah Azul Hashem Azul. Because if you say that in Hashem Vadai, that it turns out after some point in the process wasn't needed as Chulin Shnishchatu Ba'azara, it doesn't matter how far along you went. You have to bury it or burn it, but you can't have it split. So Rav Ashi, he gives us a safety net here. And he says, Mishum Demitchazik is Ava Pasul. He said, really, it should all be buried. But if you already did Shchita, but didn't yet do Zrika, then it's going to look like a Zevach Pasul. And a Zevach Pasul is not burned, it's not buried, it's burned, because you did Shchita, and yet you didn't start with Zrika, so, oh, like somebody must have had Machshavat Pigol here or something like that, therefore we burn it, not to give the wrong impression. And that, of course, is based on the notion that Rabbi Yehuda expresses that Kol HaNikbarim, Emir Tse Yisafu, you could burn. Okay, Nizrak Hadam. We said that if you already did Zrikat Hadam of the Asham Talui, then you process it properly. Vamai, Havile Yediyah, now you know, as you know that you were innocent. Rav Amar Krav, Vahulay Adam, and Islachlo, meaning, Vahulay Havile Yediyah, Vishat Slicha. At the moment of Slicha, which is Zrikat Hadam, you didn't know whether you had sinned. Afterwards, you found out, so for those couple of seconds, you had Kapara. Rabbi Yossi, Rafilo Dam Bakos. So Rabbi Yossi, Maizorek. Why does Rabbi Yossi say you should throw the dam? How do they deal with shatzlicha? That means that when you're doing zrikat adam, you actually already knew that you didn't sin. Anything that's about to be nizrak, it's as if it's already up there. So we just back push the process by one or two steps. That's only something that's going to be nizrak. This is not going to be nizrak because you found out. Because Rabbi Yossi holds that the minute you put something into a kli sharet, it's already mekadesh, even if it's pasul to be mekarev. The minute that you put it into the kli sharet, then it has to go on to the next step. Okay, the next mishnah is Asham Vadayeno Ken. We said Idmar Egla Rufa. Let's go back to the end of the mishnah with the Egla Rufa. A matayin aseret. When does an Egla Rufa become asur b'hana'at? Rav Hamnuna Amar Mechayim. Rav Amar Lacha Arifa. Rav Hamnuna says even before it's killed. Rava says after it's killed. So Mishtamala Rava Me'ina Ditalid Mamaisa. I understand, according to Rava, you did something to it. It becomes Asur Bana'at. Rav Hamnuna Me'ematai. But according to Rav Hamnuna, what's the point? At what point to become Asur? Mechayim doesn't tell us much. V'yana Gvul Shamati Ba V'Shachachti. I once heard where that boundary is, Kiviyachol, where that parameter is, and I forgot. So the colleagues told me, the minute you take it down to that ravine, it answers it. How do I know that it's only already asur when it's alive? If you shecht any of these, b'chutz, Rabbi Shimon poter, v'chachamim mechayvin. So peace to my amina mechayim. Sorry, this is a case of Otova Pino. You have the Mishnah in Chulin, Hashochet Parat Chatat. So you have the Parat Duma, its son was already killed, now you shecht it on the same day. Or you kill Shor Niskal, or an Egla Rufa, all on the same day of their young or their mother. Reb Shimon Poter. Now, Bishlan Dididam in Mechaim, according to me, Rav Hamnuna says, it says that Egla Rufa is Asur already while alive. Pahapli Rav Shimon Rabbanan, I understand what their machloket is. Rav Shimon Savar Shchita Shein Ruya Lo Shva Shchita. A shchita which is not fit, because after all this Egla Rufa was already asur, and then you went ahead and shecht it instead of breaking its neck. It's not called a shchita, so therefore there's no otobe pino. Rabbanan Ami Shchita Shein Ruya Shva Shchita. If you shecht it, even though it doesn't permit the animal to you, it's still called a shchita for otobe pino. Eliyamat Lacha Arifa, but if you think, like Rava said, that it's only asur after Arifa, Amai Pater Rav Shimon. Why does Rav Shimon say you're pater? After all, this Egla Rufa was a regular calf, had no special status, because it was still alive, and then you shechted it. Shechita ruya, it's a fit shechita. Chitemus Rav Shimon Egla b'shechita k'shera? You think Rav Shimon says that an Egla could be shechted? And he said, therefore, this shechita is a shechita shein ruya because you're actually processing the animal in the right way? You have this flip. Where whatever is proper for the par, which is shchita, is pasul be'egla rufa, because it has to be broken from the back of the neck, and vice versa. Par b'shchita k'sher b'arifa p'sula. Egla b'arifa k'sher b'shchita p'sula. So ishtik, he had no answer to that. So vater nafak amra maitam alo amin alei, why didn't I tell him, Rabbi Shimon Savar, egla b'shchita k'shera, that egla really is good b'shchita. In other words, perhaps he doesn't agree with that mishnah. And that would have solved it, because he would say, an egla only becomes usur at death, and by shechting it, which is a shechita shein ruya, even though you properly process the egla, it's now a surbana'a, and therefore the otove pino doesn't apply. Rav Hamnuna, what's his answer? Amalach lo nishtame tana shminyan egla b'shechita k'shera the temer shimani. Why would the Tana leave that out? Why would the Tana say as a blanket statement that egla is always possible b'shechita, not mention Rav Shimon disagrees? So Amarav Manamina, Rav say, I'll prove to you that an egla only becomes a sur at death. And on Egla Rufa Enakin, in our Mishnah it says the Egla Rufa is not the same. Achlo Ne'erfa Tetzevetera Ba'eder. Means until Arifa, it goes back. Which means it's not Asur. V'amart Michayim, my Tetzevetera Ba'eder. So Itzur al Michayim, how could it go back to the herd if just before breaking its neck you found the murderer? How could it go back? It's already Asur according to you. So Tani Achlo Ne'er Arifa. So now we modify that the version of the Mishnah is not Ne'erfa, but was fit for Arifa. So, Eima Seif Mishin Ne'erfa Tikavar Koma. So what do we say next? That once you actually did Arifa, you have to bury it in its place. That should have been earlier, according to Rav Hamnuna. It should have been when it was fit for Arifa. So, Tani Mishin Ne'erfa. So that word's also in the Mishnah. But the end of the Mishnah that explains why an egg on a roof is processed in the normal way, if after that point you found the murderer because it did its job, but it didn't do its job if it's still alive. Adain lo kipras fekata. Answer is Tanoi, the whole thing is a machloka Tanaim, the Tanya. Nemar machshir machaper bifnim, from machshir machaper bachutz. So we have the machshir, which is the Asher Metzora, and the machaper, which is the Sa'ir Hashem bifnim. And from the machshir, which is the Tzipor Metzora, and machaper bachutz, which is the Seir Mishtaleach. Ma machshir, and the machaper, sorry, is the Egla Rufa. And the ma machshir machaper bifnim, asab machshir ke machaper. We compare the two. Machshir machaper bachutz, asab machshir ke machaper. In other words, just like the, we have this comparison of the machaper, the machshir, bifnim, which is the, asher metzora, and the machaper bifnim, which is regular chatot and ashamot. So the asher metzora becomes like a chatat and asham, as dealt with the same way. And so in the same way, machshir bachutz, which is the tzipor metzora, and machaper bachutz, and shemish talech, and the, egla rufa, it pairs them. And what do we know about the machshir bifnim? What do we know about the machshir bachutz is that they're asur even mechayim. The birds of the metzorah are already asur mechayim. And so therefore we say the same thing, that the egla is already asura mechayim, and that supports Rav Hamnuna's position. And nonetheless, we still are left with the problem, which is that how could our Mishnah argue that if you found it after it was, according to the fix, ra'ui la'rifa, that you would be processed properly because it already fulfilled its safek? That is a little bit unclear. Anyways, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, and this is the final parak of our study of Masechet Kritot. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.